This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, we love him, comedian Greg Hahn, plus Pat Godwin, Hats, Kroger, Annie, and Razor. You'll find out what all that means right after this.
Paparazzi Pizza, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'm in the cut, allowing me to go and we just got the Mad Monk.
Meat Lover?
Right.
Yeah, gonna be about 45 minutes.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Chick McGee across the way at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk. That's Greg Hahn right there, comedian. Mister.
Ace, how about vegetarians? What's their beef?
I'm seeing a tour here.
don't want to be late.
Start. Now, Greg Hahn will be at Dayton, Ohio's Wiley's Comedy Club coming up on Friday and Saturday for some great live in-person comedy with Greg Hahn. Greg also will be in Tampa next weekend at Sidesplitters. Then Hastings, Nebraska on February 9th. Fresno on the 16th of February at the Tower. And then Saginaw, February 23rd at the Dow Event Center with Pat Godwin and Josh Arnold.
All right. Kinds of celebs.
Show. That's very exciting.
It's going to be chaos.
Just one room, right, fellas?
Yeah, of course.
In Saginaw.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll be sleeping together Three Stooges style.
Yeah. Hey, wake up and go to sleep. Wake up and go to sleep is one of the funniest lines.
Oh, yeah. Great. When you're a kid,
spread out.
When you're a kid, that just seemed so reasonable.
Yeah.
Three guys sleeping. That'd be fun with my buddies.
I said it before, I'll say it again. The only Stooges movie I ever thought was funny or short or whatever you want to call them was when Mo actually fell and broke a rib. I found out later. I thought that was the funny. He fell on the back of a chair.
Poor guy. Yeah.
Almost killed himself.
I like the one where Curly's dressed as the opera singer.
I know.
Oh, yes.
The rites of spring. That's just hilarious.
You don't like that chick?
No.
Oh, this is...
No Stooges. No.
What about when Curly's a plumber and he locks himself in with all the pipes? He keeps putting up pipes until he's like in a cage.
I didn't
Wonderful.
See that one.
Now, Chick, we were talking about top hats. We've been talking about them all week because it was like the invention of the top hat or something a few days ago. And I think we've forgotten, and I'm very disappointed in myself and you.
Oh.
Usually I'm just disappointed in you.
I can understand that.
One of your favorite top hat wearers, and you forgot about him.
Who?
Well, we've mentioned, obviously, Abraham Lincoln, Slash from Guns N' Roses, Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah.
Harpo Marx.
Oh, of course.
I guess he did wear a top hat.
God, you don't see it. Can you?
Not always.
Can anybody pull off a top hat?
Man.
Sometimes you have confidence, you can.
You go to some of those Christmas festivals, and they'll have a guy with a nice red jacket and a top hat. That's cool. There's a couple of hotels that have those guys out front. You walk up, they've got the guy with the top hat.
Yeah. Yes.
What about the guys that drive the horses, you know, through
the
park?
Yes.
Oh, sure, the handsome cab drivers?
They can pull off the top hat. But anyway, the
Rusty!
Most
famous... Sometimes they are handsome, but it's called
not handsome like you, Greg Hahn.
It's a handsome cab.
You know, the panty dropper. we have...
He actually thinks he's helping you.
Are you wearing any moisturizer? No, I just saw Greg Hahn. He's the moisturizer.
I get nowhere.
Mr. Peanut is going to be doing a Super Bowl commercial, as you pointed out. This is his first one ever. This is very exciting.
I bet the commercial's already online.
Remember
they start doing that all of a sudden?
It says an unidentified celebrity will show up in the commercial with Mr. Peanut.
Jennifer Aniston.
There's no point speculating. I don't know who it's going to be. Who's associated with peanuts?
Seth Rogen.
I don't know. Some stoner, perhaps? I don't know.
What? Why would you think a stoner would be associated with peanuts?
I don't know. Just saying.
A snack?
They're good munchy food.
I like to snack.
Cosby, I doubt it.
Well, that's my Seth Rogen.
Oh, I thought that was your Bill Cosby. No, that's your Bill Cosby.
Don't tell me what it is. It's my Seth.
Mr. Peanut, I heard he's going to host the Oscars. That's what I heard.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, he better delete his tweets.
We have a very rare appearance of Mr. Peanut. See if you recognize this. I don't think any of you will, but this was Mr. Peanut's last big foray into showbiz. Mr. Peanut, of course,
and
Nutcracker.
And the Nutcracker, yeah.
You know, there's a big... the thing about Mr. Peanut is people are upset because they rub salt on his gums to make him move his lips.
Sort of like Mr. Ed. And...
peanut butter?
Yeah.
There's also a peanut mobile.
What? Does it look like the Oscar? Does it look like a peanut in a shell?
It kind of does. It's
like
called
the Wiener
Mobile? It's called the Nut Mobile, and their tagline is, "It's always there for you at crunch time." There it is.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like the Wiener Mobile.
Yeah, it is.
I think every business should have something like that.
Well, not everything is mobile friendly.
Yeah.
You know, like a giant fork, if you make forks. Like a big ice cream cone, if like Dairy Queen could have mobile cone.
I like a mobile cone could work.
So if using that scenario, you should drive a giant microphone.
Sure, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Didn't Mr. Softy have a giant ice cream cone with a face
on the top of his truck?
He's working for Viagra now.
I saw that coming.
He didn't for quite a while.
Most men don't. Yeah.
Chick, you're going to have an ice cream cone. You go standard cone or waffle cone?
Standard cone.
Standard
cone.
Am I the only waffler in here?
Yeah.
Waffle's good. Waffle's delicious.
They're very good. Yeah.
Full of sugar.
They're very tasty.
They smell good when they're making them.
Waffle cones are ridiculous. Yeah. They're cumbersome.
Yeah, you're right. Far too delicious. Too crispy. Good mouthfeel. They hold the ice cream far too well.
Yeah.
Sometimes the chocolate will pool at the bottom point. They suck.
Now, that was sugar cone. I like a sugar cone.
No.
What's that, little crispy thing?
Yeah, because you can suck the ice cream out of the bottom. I like that.
That's
you mean the rock hard cone?
Yeah, the rock hard where you're sucking it. You know, that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do you have the music over there? Greg Hahn, in what order do you eat the ice cream in Neapolitan? Go.
Chocolate, and I throw out the other two.
That's not right.
That's perfectly acceptable. The correct answer would be chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, but... we'll move on.
No, that's your answer.
No, that's the correct answer.
Does anybody eat Neapolitan where they get a little of all three on one spoon?
Yes, of course.
That's how you'll do it, Christy?
Yeah, sometimes.
Enjoy the trifecta.
Oh, yeah.
This is your big diversity thing.
Does anyone eat Neapolitan? They get all three flavors?
Melting pot. I used to eat the strawberry first.
They always get all three flavors and then throw it into a stupid waffle cone? Is that what they do?
Oh, man. You guys are so wrong about this.
Sea salt caramel truffle yesterday.
Really?
Where'd they
sell that? You had to fly to France to get that?
No, I got it at Kroger.
I went into my
little icebox place.
My Kroger has my Christy, could I talk?
No.
My Kroger. My Kroger's been undergoing quite the facelift.
I've heard.
And I walked in yesterday, and of course, I don't know where anything is. But I turn and I hear this music, and I think it's Muzak. It's a guy on a guitar.
What?
And there's
live?
A guy sitting beside the onions and the potatoes and the carrots.
Playing guitar?
Really? With a little amp, and he's just killing it. And we're walking around shopping. And
did he have like a guitar case for you to throw a gun in?
Was this sanctioned by Kroger?
Yes, and there were tasting stations everywhere because the guy had ice cream. It was great yesterday.
Huh.
You think that's a paying gig?
Oh, Godwin, please. We have to make this happen.
I'll do it.
I want Godwin to play guitar at my Kroger. How do we make this happen?
Nobody's got pubes anymore.
We have no pubes in our house.
All of our deli meat's pube free. Yeah.
Coconuts look like pubes, don't
they? The beef are gone bad.
Somehow I don't think that'll happen. You could do some of your classics from the back in the day when you were writing serious songs.
I could, yeah.
What's that one called? Like
Circle City.
Lighthouse of Love or something?
The Lighthouse was a big one, too.
Lighthouse of
Played
Love.
It at all the weddings.
Mm-hmm. And is it not a fact that every wedding where you've played that, they've gotten divorced?
32 people, they're all divorced.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Wow.
It's true. I'm not allowed to play at weddings anymore.
That's undefeated. That's
By the way, Pat played it at his own wedding twice.
At both of his weddings.
See, this is what makes you a windbag. You've been divorced too, and you're like, well, I'm above that.
See, I was above it.
Did he play guitar at your wedding?
No, I didn't know him then.
Mm-mm. Remember those days?
Oh, the halcyon days.
Remember when you had extra money in your wallet?
Wouldn't have to live at the hubcap shop. Remember that?
They were halcyon for Pat, too, although it was the
Your
drunk.
Phone would ring and you wouldn't jump.
Broom it.
We have all this wedding talk. We do have a wedding story today.
Tell us all about it.
Bridezilla strikes again. A bride wrote on Facebook she might change her bridesmaids' eye colors to match their dresses.
What?
A screenshot of the post reads, "How over the top is it to buy my blue-eyed bridesmaids color contacts?"
Oh, huh?
The bride said she feared their blue eyes would clash with their chartreuse dresses. She added, "I'm offering to let them select any other color, even a rich amber brown like mine.
Chartreuse.
Because I'm not afraid of being overshadowed."
Oh, aren't you?
So, I don't know. That's... I mean, would she say, "Hey, Christine, here's a big ace bandage. I'm going to need you to dial back those 34 Bs."
Right.
I don't know.
Boy.
Change your eye color.
If this isn't a warning sign to the groom.
Yes.
Dr. Mingle.
SOS.
Yeah.
SOS to the groom.
I can't wait to get married. Won't it be nice to get married, Josh?
You've waited a long time.
If I walked up to my house and there was some lady that liked me that opened the door and I smelled food and there was a dog that was pleasant, I'd pass out. It'd be so nice.
It would be nice.
Well, what's stopping you?
Yeah,
what's
is,
the problem?
I always get down on one knee. I get down on one knee if I want to get engaged or if I want to break up.
Oh,
either way.
Yeah, we're on pins and needles. I just get down all of a sudden. Will you make me the happiest man in the world and let me out of this debacle? That's how it's been so far. But I'm going to switch it up.
Didn't you try with that one girl, though, and she wanted you to go visit her mom? Remember this?
What?
You spent the weekend with her mom, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember this?
Because I'm a problem solver.
That's right.
She's like, "I think we should go vegan and just spend a lot more time with my mother."
Uh-huh.
I'm like, "That's cool with me. Let's break up." So.
Oh, you say you want to get married, but you never will.
I'll get married.
This is the most I've never heard of it. Can you put in contact lenses just to color your eyes safely?
Yeah. We'll do it all
yes,
the time.
You can. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what a request, man.
They have contacts with crazy like lightning bolts in them and all sorts of stuff.
Cats.
You look devil. Like you have cat's eyes.
You can
eyes.
Do devil eyes.
Wait. Can you do the ones Marilyn where it makes Manson? Your eyes look just like they're just all white?
Yes, you can.
Oh, see, that'd be great. So it looks like some kind of weird zombie wedding.
You're sort of Orphan Annie.
Yeah, so people take their mind off the actual
for those
event.
Of you.
What happened? Did the artist of Little Orphan Annie just go, I'm done. I don't need the pupils. What was the artistic choice there?
Did everybody else in this trip... Did everybody else have pupils except Annie?
I don't know.
It was such a boring comic.
I want to say,
was that ever interesting?
I want to say the dog, Sandy, had pupils, and I think Daddy Warbucks had pupils. I
never thought it was interesting.
That's right. We're talking Little Orphan Annie. That's right.
Was there ever one where Little Orphan Annie was just crying in the corner because she has no family?
and was can't that, see with her pupil.
And yet that was made into a successful musical a couple times.
I was in Annie in junior high.
The show.
Yeah.
Were you an actor?
Junior high.
Were you an actor?
Yeah.
Wow. Were you playing?
I didn't know.
What was your part?
I was.
He was Annie.
I was like three roles. I was a police officer.
Oh. Wow.
And then I was a security guard for Roosevelt, one of the guys. And then,
residents.
Yeah.
Were you in the chorus on Hard Knock Life?
No, I wasn't.
Josh is. He's of the arts.
Yes. Yeah.
I played three roles in my recent movie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I played a anesthesiologist, one arm shorter than the other.
Oh, that's great.
I played a pinball machine repairman that's slightly claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And a crossing guard that's got IBS.
Hurry it up, kids!
See, this is quite interesting. The little orphan Annie, the dog, the mother, and Annie did not have pupils.
That's exactly right.
But everybody else did.
I wonder what the idea was there.
Weird. I don't know.
I got a joke that was sent to me to give to Ace.
Okay.
Now, do you want me to give it to you or do you want me to try to do it?
Try to do it.
I don't think I can do jokes as good as Ace can.
I think everybody can read
the middle portion of that email.
So did you give this to me? Said
no, it just appeared.
This is from Patrick. Oh, this guy's a pretty distinguished guy.
Professor.
Doctor, this guy.
And he's an Ace fan?
He says, please keep Ace's jokes of the day, the joke of the day segment going. My 8-year-old son thinks they're great.
He's right.
Most of them are clean enough that he can you tell him at school without getting a phone call from the principal's office to me. Okay, that's great. Thank you very much, Doctor. Oh, and Ace, Jimmy, my son wants to tell you the following. Tell Chick to quit busting Ace's balls about the joke.
Chick, if we've learned anything this week, it's...
there are some people that take me incredibly seriously, and I should probably back off on
how do you define horoscope?
How do you define horoscope?
Something about a prostitute and...
Bad mouthwash.
A prostitute and doing the research under a microscope. Horoscope, there you go, boom.
Nailed it.
Wow.
How do you define?
Did you say nail it?
Yeah. Horoscope. I don't know, Tom. How?
It's a telescope that can only see Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Miley Cyrus just got married. She's not.
I think I should get half credit for
Miley
that.
Miley deserves that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Took all
think Miley deserves that.
Didn't she wear Mary Hemsworth
yes,
or something?
Yes,
she sure did, yeah.
Great.
Yes.
Good for her. Congratulations. Boy. I didn't write this thing.
Can you imagine?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Can you imagine that Miley Cyrus... mouth at 7 a.m.
You seen her tongue?
Good look.
She has a tongue that rivals Gene Simmons. I'm not kidding.
Miley Cyrus has a big tongue?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Take it back.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm taking everything.
She can do some work, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Party in the USA. Love that song. We have.
I'm very happy for her. They met 10 years ago on a movie. It's quite
really?
A story.
Oh, I love that song.
I kind of do, too. I love
Party
it.
I do, too.
USA. It's a great song.
Pretty good. It's
very rock
poppy.
And kicks. I love
Boy,
it.
Motley Crue, now this. I've got to get out of here.
Well, we could have,
we
could have a vote.
I got. Now, there's a poll. This week is perfect. Should Chick leave the show?
Just move on.
We're
Christy,
not going anywhere.
What else have you got? Did you have this Razr phone thing I wanted
Motorola
to talk about?
Motorola relaunching the Razr flip phone, this time with a foldable display. According to the Wall Street Journal, only 200,000 units will be produced. 2019 Razr. The phones will have a foldable display as well as a hinge to allow the phone to fully close.
Are going to cost $5,000
a piece. $1,500
a piece. As soon as they become ready, you wait and see.
They're expected to be released in February. The original Razr phone came out in 2004. Do you remember what you paid in 2004 for a Razr?
I don't know what it was. It was a monthly cost. I just rolled it
yeah,
over into
rolled
my bail.
It over. Yeah. $600.
$600 for the Razr?
In 2004.
God, I love those, though.
I never had one.
I thought that was so convenient. Folded up,
and the great thing
pocket.
Was, because you could do that flip thing where you'd go, kick.
Yep.
You'd get done, and you'd have to, there was this.
That's the thing with these phones. You can't hang up on anyone violently.
Yeah, you just have to press the stop button.
And the receptions are better now.
You can talk to my lawyer. Button.
Mm-hmm. Man, I found my old Razr the other day when I was moving, the old blue one. I love that phone.
So you think the reception's better on today's phones?
They're better today. Back in the day, you could just pretend like the reception's horrible and you want out of the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
What? I can't.
I'm going through the valley.
I'm in the canyon.
No, that still happens. Don't kid yourself. Oh, yeah. But I just, what is the idea that they're foldable so they don't take up as much room in your pocket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's $1,500. That's more than an iPhone, whatever it is, 10.
Right.
Or whatever.
Well, it's close.
Yeah, it's only a little bit more. Yeah.
The 10X.
How much is it?
The 10 Max is 13, I think.
How much is it again?
1500.
This is 1500.
Are you flipping kidding me?
Let me tell you something.
I did not get it.
You really sold that.
And, yeah, he did.
And
yeah.
It was funny. Very well done.
Does it come with like...
I don't like this new chick.
He's too nice, isn't he? Yeah.
So yeah. It's the return,
thank you, Josh.
Of the,
I
the return of the flip
that.
Phone from what year? Well, I'm sorry, what year was it?
2004.
So does this come like preloaded with MySpace?
Here we go. Yeah. Come on, what a guy!
This is, but you know what's interesting to me though? There's a bigger picture thing here that is kind of interesting, which I think is nostalgia for outdated technology. Much like there's nostalgia for outdated other things, like, say, writing in script.
Love cursive writing. Don't do
cursive's
that.
Cursive's important. Right.
It is important.
Cursive. Oh, you really?
Yeah. Sure.
In cursive?
Yeah. Signature. That's it. Your signature.
Yeah.
So that's, I love
so,
writing.
So, Greg, when you're working on a new bit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Right? I couldn't even get that sentence up.
Now, Josh, you stop that.
So now we're talking pre-computer.
He has a notebook.
So are we talking crayon?
Yeah.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.